Third Sunday of Advent. Advent, anticipating the coming of the Christ, anticipating Christmas. I've seen some pictures of different Christmas trees surrounded by presents. I'm going to guess that there's some kids that are very eager, anticipating the opportunity to tear into those gifts. We translate that anticipation this morning and these Christmas days, thinking about the coming of Christ. What was it like? The hungry hearts. Maybe they were few and far between, but the anticipation of years and years passed on to their children, their next line, the next generation after, anticipating the coming of the Christ, the Messiah. And then suddenly, maybe it was in the darkest part of the day, the darkest part of their lives. Maybe it was least expected. But suddenly something dawned, something changed, light came. I'm so glad for the words that are recorded for us about Anna and Simeon and their heart, their eager anticipation, the longing of their spirit. So glad for the message of the Magi, the wise men that saw his star and traveled so far. When they lost the star and they went into Herod, they came back out and they saw it and they rejoiced. There was great joy from that. And they made their way to where the young child was, and when they saw him, they fell down. They fell down and worshiped him. I really think that Destiny had it right when she said that it's difficult sometimes for us to really worship because we're so used to this and we just... Do we really pay attention to the carols when we sing about them? Do we really pay attention to the message? And I know that sometimes the Christmas carols... My wife had music on this morning. I said, why do people write those things and call them songs? They're terrible. All it is just a lyric put to some catchy music thing, and it's vocal gymnastics or calisthenics, and that's all that there is value to it. It's terrible. But to think about the reality of Christmas, joy to the world, the Lord has come. I love that song. I think that's a song that we could sing 12 months out of the year. But it can become such a monotonous song that we just sing it from our mouth and not from our heart and from our head. But to bring ourselves into a refreshed thought of what Christmas is. The first Sunday of Advent, we looked at hope. What is your hope? Ken mentioned it. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. The second Sunday, we looked at faith. Living out your faith. Living it out, the image of Christ in our lives. Listen to Dr. Wingrove Taylor on my way into Pennsylvania. Boy, his voice, his resonating bass when he drops down there, just... interesting to listen to him and his Caribbean accent as well. But he was preaching about cooling off. Laodiceum, the danger of Laodiceanism. Here at Christmas time, we can become cool. We can become so busy and wrapped up in All of this other stuff, the presents and the tinsel and the toys, as it said, we lose the reality. For this third Sunday of Advent, we're going to look at the subject or the theme of joy. Luke chapter 2, verse 8, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night." Hope, faith, and now joy. It's been referenced that this joy is called the shepherd's joy. Joy? Shepherds? What joy could they have possibly had? To my mother-in-law, today would have been her 78th birthday. To my mother-in-law, it would have been an abysmally boring, if not horrid, life. You would have a hard time convincing her that living in Martin County, Indiana, had any joy, let alone living out there on the hillside outside of the town of Bethlehem. Oh, now, she didn't mind. She would love it. She would find a lot of joy going from her city home out to that country to share with them the gospel, to share with them Jesus. She found a lot of joy going somewhere else, maybe even into the country. And there were times that she went into the country to share Jesus in some of the most dirty places. She found a lot of joy in that, but to think, you couldn't have convinced my mother-in-law that there was any joy in the shepherds' lives. Maybe if you stop and think about it, you'd be hard to convince that there was any joy in the shepherds' lives. What could possibly been joyous to them? The definition of joy, you can find it in various places and various ways it's worded. Great pleasure or happiness, delight. The emotion of great happiness. Something or someone that provides a source of happiness. Can you think of any reason for the shepherds to be joyful living out there on that Judean hillside? Can you? The sound of the crickets. The clarity of the stars. The tranquility of the country. The sheep regurgitating so they could chew their cud. Wonderful things out there in the country. Let's leave the shepherds for a moment and come into our own little world, our own personal world, and ask ourselves the question. Let me ask you the question. Can you recall a specific moment of joy sometime in your life? A specific moment of joy. Maybe you received a certain gift. Maybe it was when your son or daughter was born. Maybe it was at your wedding. Or somebody's wedding. Maybe it was when you walked out of the license branch with your test passed, brought you some great joy. Perhaps it was that first deer or the first buck or that first whatever. Can you recall a specific moment of joy sometime in your life? Now, I know I'm preaching to a crowd of churchgoers. You're here in church this morning. Maybe you're thinking, you're saying to yourself, well, the greatest specific moment of joy is when I found Jesus as my Savior, when I knelt at an altar of prayer, became a Christian. Merriam-Webster said the definition of joy is the emotion evoked by well-being, success, or good fortune, or by the prospect of possessing what one desires. That's kind of a weak definition, isn't it? Especially when we're talking about joy in reference to Christmas. When we're talking about this thing that we what might term as Christian joy, that definition of Merriam-Webster is kind of weak. Theopedia said it this way, the state of mind and an orientation of the heart. It is a settled state of contentment, confidence, and hope. I think we might be getting closer to something here with this definition. Luke chapter 2, verse 15, the shepherds said to one another, let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, this thing that the Lord has made known to us. And so they went with haste. They found Mary and Joseph, and there, lo and behold, was the baby in the manger. You know, ad lib a little bit. They found the baby just like the angel said, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Now, verse number 17 gives us a little bit of an opening, perhaps into the soul, a window into their soul. When they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. I can almost see it. The joy flowing from their hearts as these men were transformed by the reality of this infant. Knowing that it was a special infant, knowing that there was something extraordinary about this because it was the angels that proclaimed the news. They wanted everybody to know. I'm not going to go into it this morning, but I believe that it's understood that the shepherds were not called to be a witness. They were of the lower sort. They were dirty and smelly and country. They probably weren't they were not the choice people to call into court to be a witness. But they were witnessing about something that they had experienced, something that they had seen, something that they had felt, something that was real to them. And so they wanted all to know. Maybe your mind, the wheels of your mind are churning, turning right now. You've been thinking about this thing of joy and the moment of specific joy that you might have experienced even outside of the Christian realm. How is it then that you define joy? Do you pick one of the early definitions that I gave? Do you pick one of those that, or that portion that Merriam-Webster penned? Or do you look at that last one that we looked at that may be drawing us a little bit closer to the definition that would be fitting this thing called Christian joy? How do you define joy? It's easy to locate different people's ways of defining it and how they've defined it. John Piper said it this way, Christian joy is a good feeling in the soul produced by the Holy Spirit as He causes us to see the beauty of Christ in the Word and in the world. I like the way John Piper puts things into words. Actually, I like the way he puts things into words better than I like the way Rick Warren puts things into words. And yet I like Rick Warren's words on this particular subject better than John Piper's. Let me give it to you. Rick Warren said it this way. Joy is the settled assurance that God is in control of all the details of my... Did you get that? Settled assurance that God is in control of all the details of my life. I think he's on to something. The quiet confidence that ultimately everything is going to be all right and the determined choice to praise God in every situation. Whew. Are these getting us anywhere near how you feel or how you would define joy? Another person said that joy is a feeling, yes, but it's also a confident abiding in the vine. I like this. A confident abiding in the vine as described or laid out in John chapter 15. It's knowing that all of our life derives from the vine. But it is also the future expectation that everything is going to be okay as we draw life from the vine, no matter our circumstances. Oh, I might be able to see joy in the lives of the shepherds under that definition. I read elsewhere that joy in the New Testament is virtually always used to signify a feeling of happiness that is based on spiritual realities and independent of what happens. Joy is not an experience that comes from favorable circumstances. Joy is a part of God's very essence. Part of God's very essence. God was made flesh and dwelt among us, and with that he brought joy. Paul records it in Galatians chapter 5, the fruit of the Spirit is joy. Acts chapter 13, verse 52, the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. Filled with joy. I hardly think then that some of these, most of these definitions even come close to filling and meeting the need of defining what Christian joy is, because it's so often based on circumstances and situations, and it's based in our personal happiness. But the reality is that joy goes beyond our circumstances. It is a settled issue, confidence of the heart, that has been placed there by God himself. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6, and ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. Was it joy? Was it joy that was on the countenance of Stephen when he was stoned? When those stones were flying at him, bruising his body, perhaps breaking his bones as his life slipped away, was it joy that could have been seen on his face? Or any one of the apostles as they met their demise? Or the martyrs of the past or even the present? Paul the apostle said something about, my departure is at hand. And we find as he wrote those words that there was not any regret, animosity, or sorrow. He had sorrows. He was full of sorrows. But we find that there was joy, deep, settled, contented joy in his heart as he faced that last moment of his life. When we look at Jesus himself, we find recorded in Hebrews chapter 12, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, the despicable, painful, shameful death of the cross. Joy that was set before him endured the cross. And so we come to Luke chapter 2. In verse number 10, reading in the Christmas story, as we note, and the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord, the incarnate God." There's an old traditional German carol that says this: "How great our joy. Great our joy. Joy, joy, joy. Joy, joy, joy. How great our joy." Henry Van Dyke penned these words: "Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness. Drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness. Gladness, fill us with the light of day. Mortals join the mighty chorus which the morning stars began. Father love is reigning o'er us. Brother love binds man to man. Ever singing march we onward, victors in the midst of strife. Joyful music leads us on or sunward in the triumph song of life." Rufus Daniel penned these words: "Floods of joy o'er my soul, like the sea billows roll, since Jesus came into my heart." Amen. Barney Warren penned these words: "I have found the pleasure I once craved. It is joy and peace within. What a wondrous blessing, I am saved from the awful gulf of sin. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory." Oswald Smith said it this way: "When he came to save me, he set the joy bells ringing. And now I'm ever singing, for Christ has ransomed me. Once I lived in darkness, the light I could not see. But now I sing his praises, for he has set me free. Tis the song of the soul set free, and its melody is ringing. Tis the song of the soul set free, joy and peace to me it's bringing." Alfred Ackley: "Jesus is the joy of living. He's the king of life to me. Jesus is the joy of living. He's the dearest friend I know." And then the words of Isaac Watts: "Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing." Whether we sing about it or not, heaven and nature singing about it. "Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ. While fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains repeat the sounding joy." Nature sings. You see, Jesus came to bring us joy. Not based on something specific that's happened in the circumstances that surround us in this temporal world. But he came to bring a deep, settled, contented joy. What is joy? How do you define joy this morning? What is your definition of joy? Joy is the deep down sense of well-being that abides in the heart of the person who knows all is well between himself and the Lord. Knows that all is well between himself and the Lord. This third Sunday of Advent, one more Sunday before we celebrate the coming of the Christ child. One more time in church on a Sunday before we have this big day we call and celebrate Christmas. We've talked about hope. We've talked about faith. But when we come to this thing of joy, can we respond and recognize and say with affirmative in our heart that we experience His joy today? Christmas joy. Jesus is the joy giver. Sins forgiven, a new heart, a new life, a new song. Heaven and nature sing it. Can I sing it? The angels sing it. Does my heart sing it? Does my life sing it? Does my heart resonate with joy as I celebrate this time of Advent, the anticipating of the coming of Christ, and my heart wells up with joy, realizing that God became flesh so that He could take on my sin and provide me salvation? That's what Christmas means. God coming to take upon Him our sin, the penalty of our sin, and giving us a peace that passeth all understanding, a joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. If you're here this morning and you don't have joy this Christmas season, don't go another day without allowing the joy giver come into your heart to receive the joy of living. Even in the midst of circumstances that are lacking in blessing that we would think of, or lacking in privilege, or lacking in happiness, joy comes from knowing that all is well between you and God. Jesus, the joy giver, would you stand with me this morning? Trust you experience His joy. Thank the Lord. Thank God. Brother Bishop, would you dismiss us with prayer?